Hi there. The word for you today is unity, without uniformity. In John 17, verse 23, Jesus prayed this prayer, "May they be brought into complete unity." The last prayer Jesus prayed, right before his crucifixion, was that we would come together in unity, and that's a tall order. We're a thoroughly diverse assortment, differing denominationally, doctrinally, politically, emotionally, intellectually, socially, and materially, and often to the point of enmity and division. So, here's the question. How then can Christ's prayer be answered and his people united? Well, we can start by acknowledging that unity is God's will and committing ourselves to work toward it. Next, we can learn, as Paul teaches the principles of unity to the divided church at Rome. Let me point out a couple of things. One, unity demands that we don't judge one another. He writes, "Who are you to judge someone else's servant, namely God's?" Think about that. To his own master, Paul writes, he either stands or falls. That's Romans 14:4. God alone is authorized to hand out verdicts. Even when you're right, or you're the more knowledgeable party, you still have no right to judge. The Bible says, Ephesians 4 verse 3, that your job is to, quote, "make every effort to keep yourselves united in spirit." Discuss it with God, then trust his wisdom. And second, unity requires us to respect each other's convictions. Romans 14:5, each of you should be fully convinced in his own mind. Personal convictions, not the enforced opinions of others, is what Paul's referring to here. The desire to make someone else over in your image is a form of idolatry and pride that destroys any possibility of unity. God reserves the right to raise his own children without your interference. He'll mold and lead them where he decides, because he understands their needs and capacities. So trust God to do his job, and then you do yours by loving and respecting others. Okay?